The Mind Aware, 535.
We get it. You've got a busy life, family, friends, community involvement, pets, and sometimes you're working a day job on top of it all. So how can you find time to market your business? You do it by finding one marketing method that will bring you all the leads and clients you need. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. Discover the marketing method that uses your natural gifts. It's easy at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, and it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads and clients today.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret...
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to have show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Are you making money online? Are you trying to make money online? Or do you wish you were making money online? Well, if so, you're going to love today's show because we had somebody write into the show and they asked a brilliant question that I'm going to share with you in a second. And by the way, if you ever want to have a question answered on the show, just go to danawild.com/askdana. danawild.com/askdana and fill out the form and your question will be on the show anonymously. So this person wrote in and here's what she said. She said, please, can you teach me what is the secret sauce recipe to making money for online courses? Great question. And you know what's even better? I can answer it in two words. It's going to make it a very short show. But here are the two words. Are you ready? The two words are positive expectation. Positive expectation. And really, that's the answer for everything. I don't care if you're looking for love and looking for a relationship. I don't care if you're looking to improve your golf game. It doesn't matter if you're looking to lose weight or if you're looking to make money or build a business or grow a following. Any of those things, it comes to you in direct proportion to your positive expectation that it's coming. And so what do you do about that? Like, how do you generate positive expectation? You know, if you look at people who are really successful out in the world, the main difference between those people who are really at the upper echelons of their industry and those who haven't attained that yet is this thing. Positive expectation. And a lot of times, those people who are successful, you line them up against the wall and you're going to see that they don't even know they really have it. It comes naturally to them. They were born with it or it was nurtured in some way, shape, or form in their upbringing. They aren't even really, or maybe there's a stray positive expectation gene. Like, who knows, right? But that is the thing, positive expectation. So how do you generate it? And I've been playing with this a lot and trying to figure it out for myself because there's a difference between feeling like wishing you had positive expectation or pretending like you have positive expectation and really feeling it in your body, really anticipating in your body that something is going to happen. And so let's dissect it a little bit and give you a few practical exercises where you can play with this too, just like I've been playing with this. So the first thing I would say is see if you can remember a time when you had positive expectation about something or positive anticipation. And so I was thinking about it, like, in what is a term where we could say, like, for sure, this thing was going to happen. And the idea came to me of the sun coming up. We know the sun is going to come up. We know it. Every day it rises. We don't make vision boards about the sun coming up. We don't say mantras so the sun can come up. We know it's going to happen. That's the place I would love for each and every one of you and myself too to consistently be about our businesses growing and about making money and about money coming in greater quantities. Positive expectation, that feeling of knowing like the sun coming up, that it's going to happen. So I was taking it a little step further in my mind and I thought, you know, if you could remember a time when something was happening that was that sure, like the sun coming up, maybe it was even planning to go watch the sunrise, planning to get up early. You were in a different country or a different place or a different location that had geography. Maybe it was mountains or a lake and you thought, oh, I'm going to watch the sunrise tomorrow. We're going to get up early. We're going to watch it rise over the water or over the mountains or whatever the case is. And we're going to pack a little bag and it's going to be so fun. And we're going to bring a breakfast and I'm going to have my thermos of coffee and it's going to be so nice and I'm going to love it. Well, think about all of that verbiage I just used in talking about that. You can feel not only the anticipation in my voice of like, yeah, it's going to be great. We're going to have this thermos. We're going to have this little, I'm going to bring a blanket because it might be a little chilly. And I'm going to have something to lay on the ground so we can sit on the ground and eat our little meal while we watch the sunrise. And you're describing it in detail with feel-good terms from a place of knowing. So how can you find that verbiage about the thing that it is that you're looking for, building online courses or developing a following or making money? You may not be able to talk about with positive expectation in a way that feels real and feels good at a really high level that seems unrealistic, like maybe making $1 million or something. But if you can find the entry point where you can talk about positive expectation in a way that feels natural, then you're on the right track. And I'm going to talk about that a little more in just a second. So if you can remember a time when you had that feeling, so part one is if you can remember a time when you had that feeling, think to yourself, where were you feeling it in your body? Remember it and milk the experience in your mind. Was it a certain Christmas or was it a certain vacation or was it a certain big day like a wedding day? Can you remember it and milk it in your mind of feeling what did positive expectation feel like? Because we're almost like scientists here now. If we're going to develop positive expectation on a continual basis, we have to start studying ourselves and studying our own emotional states and how things feel in our body so that we can recreate them. All right? The second part of this, I would say document it now when you catch yourself now. So you know how we often talk about busting yourself when you're having a negative thought? Well, I'd like you to start busting yourself when you're having positive feelings too. Because if you can start busting yourself when you're having a positive feeling and positive experiences, now you can think about what am I thinking when that's happening. So I'll give you an example. When I was building my first business, we went from zero to $1 million in 19 months. It happened very rapidly, and I'm very clear about the thoughts I was thinking at that time. And the thoughts were things like, I'm going to figure this out. I'll figure this out. This isn't rocket science. I'll figure this out. I'm sure this is done. This is happening. I'll figure this out. Now, if you said to somebody, hey, I've got a good mantra for you. The mantra is, I'll figure it out, or this is happening. You might go like, well, I don't know. That's kind of a weird mantra. But the reality is, those were the real thoughts I was thinking, and I had positive expectation about building that business. So start to do that for yourself. Bust yourself when you're thinking positive thoughts and notice, like, what positive thoughts am I thinking now? Am I thinking things like, well, things are happening, things are so good, business is growing, it's so awesome? Okay, that's idea number two. So then the third one is what you might expect. If you're going to have positive expectation about something happening, I want to loop back around to talking a little bit more in depth about that. Find the in with the verbiage that works for you. Find the entry point with the verbiage that feels like positive expectation about this. You might not be able to say right now, oh, I'm looking so forward to when I'm making $1 million in my business. That will be so nice because I'll be able to buy that Jaguar I always wanted. Like, you're going to feel kind of silly. It may not feel really real, but you might be able to start thinking things like, oh, I can hardly wait to have some really cool customers. And it's so nice because I can just see them now and I can imagine what they're going to be experiencing and the transformation they're going to provide. And I can almost imagine what they look like and what their names are. And it's so fun to think about them in the sandbox and asking questions. And I like that feeling of authority I get when I can help somebody. It feels so good to be able to have an answer that can help transform somebody's life. And I am looking forward with positive expectation to these people coming into my world. And what starts to happen when you do enough of that is it shifts a little bit, and be conscious of this, from where you're looking forward, because you don't, your brain anticipating, matching up that it's happening in the future, to where it's already happening now. So the bonus tip or the bonus idea in this is how, when you're talking about positive expectation, can it feel more like it's readily happening right now and not something that's going to happen someday? How can you count your successes more now? How can you appreciate more now? How can you look at the positive expectation of, oh, these customers, it's going to be so fun when I've got this tribe, and I love this idea of having people who I think the same as I do, and we can talk about these interesting concepts, and we can have these experiences together in transformation, and then really give yourself that little push to go, but you know, I'm already experiencing that. I already can see where this is already happening for me. Things are already happening. Start to say those sentences that make it feel like it's happening now. So we are doing the positive expectation exercise, the positive expectation experiment together. We're going to remember times when we had positive expectation, when we were in knowing about things. What kinds of things were we thinking and talking about and saying? We're going to document when we're experiencing it naturally, automatically already now, and we're going to make note of those sentences that work for us. And then we're going to make sure that we are thinking those same thoughts in our head with positive expectation, what it's going to be like to have our dream as though we already have it now. How can we talk more and more about the things that we dream about that we think are happening in the future, but they're really not happening in the future? They're happening now. There are already signs of your success now. There's already evidence that this is your destiny and your path now. Every day you're probably getting all sorts of signs and coincidences and synchronicities that are showing you this is your path. You're already on the path. You're already having success. You're already on your way. And this is how we do it in the Train Your Brain Sandbox. Feeling good, taking positive steps forward, and recognizing the things that are already working right. What is going right for you today? Talk more and more about that, and you're already on your way to positive expectation. All right, we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware. Bye, everybody.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
I'm not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey...
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.